We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back, David. You certainly picked a good day to take off yesterday. Nice weather and everything. And we actually had a very interesting show despite your absence. It would have been better with you, but worked out well.
I heard the whole thing. And there was a Butters reference from South Park.
Indeed, there was.
You scored points for that.
Well, thank you. I try to stay on top of modern popular culture. Modern popular culture, of course,
being
to
4 years
is
ago.
Exactly something that happened like within the last 15 years. So anyway, you know, something that happened within the last 15 hours, in fact. In fact, just before 11 o'clock this morning, David, one of our assemblymen, Patrick Burke, okay, first of all, before we get into the specifics, David, is it me or does every day just bring a new WTF? I mean, we hear about Bernie Sanders wanting terrorists to have the right to vote, convicted terrorists like the Boston bomber having the right to vote. I mean, what are the Democrats doing? What are they thinking? It's like, well, every time I look, it's a new, are you kidding me?
See, here's the takeaway here, though. There's the existential question of what is actually going on. What is the mindset behind all this proposed legislation? But then there's the ground level of what are you thinking calling the Sandy Beach Show? And because I'm telling you, I've said this from the very beginning. There are very few people, you know, your reputation precedes you, right?
Of course.
No, it does. And there's no, unfortunately, you got to go back to the year 2000 where you had Hillary Clinton. And, you know, you could say whatever you want to. That was about as linear an L-shaped ambush as you could have for a U.S. senator. She's running for Senate in New York State. Nobody expected, when you think Buffalo and you think radio, you're not expecting, you know, a conservative to be a local host of a number one drive time show. And perhaps, you know, even in the most rural areas of Western New York, she was getting a pass across the board. Rick Lazio was her opponent. Nobody was asking her any tough questions, but nobody, even in their right mind, would have gone down Whitewater, Rose Law Firm, but certainly not Vince Foster.
The Vince Foster road,
the Vince Foster, even Bill O'Reilly would be like, nah, you know. But you went there and you asked the Vince Foster question, and the next thing you know, you're on the Today Show, Good Morning America.
I got censured by the Buffalo Common Council.
Well, that was absolutely. But again, that right there is the litmus test, right? But if you go to Sandy Beach, I mean, he has literally buried careers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had, Republican state senator opposed gay marriage, was, you know, for guns, voted the SAFE Act, did reverse the gay marriage thing in New York, walks into Sandy Beach, absolutely gets obliterated. What Pat Burke was thinking, calling into the show and trying to get salty, Sandy Beach, I mean, just disemboweled him live on the air.
Oh, it was a complete evisceration. We're going to play the audio from that, and we're going to just set it up. I will say that it was so compelling. I had an 11 o'clock meeting. I could not leave the car until the interview was over. I literally sat in my car in a parking lot listening to the interview and laughing along with it. Basically, this assemblyman wants poor people to get a break on payment of or even a reduced fine on traffic or parking tickets.
Right. So if whatever is defined as poor, you could either work out a payment plan or have a reduced fine for the same offense that anyone else commits. Depending on your, you know, economic situation, you would have to pay the full price for it. I mean, you would make the argument that in a completed unrelated note, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing a case on whether or not parking attendants can chalk your tires because they're saying that that's a constitutional infringement. Your private property, a person shouldn't be able to mark your tires to see whether or not you're moving the vehicle during parking. But again, he calls into the Sandy Beach program, and what led to this was 2 hours of just, you know, a human pinata. But you didn't, you couldn't leave the car. Many other people couldn't leave the car. Matter of fact, I've just heard word Pat Burke is still in a car. He's so upset about what just happened to him.
He's he's curled into the fetal position.
Yeah, nobody, but here it is in its full glory.
Hello, on line one we have Representative Assemblyman Pat Burke. Hello, Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
What are you thinking?
Oh, I think a lot of folks have the problem is I spend more time, I think, clearing up misinformation in this post-truth world than I do actually trying to get these things passed and accomplished.
All right, you tell us the name of it. It's a traffic ticket relief bill. What do you want and what misinformation is out there?
Yeah, so the misinformation are people saying that the government is going to pay poor people's traffic fines.
Who's going to pay for it?
All right, so that's not, like, let me explain how the bill works.
Sure.
So what happens, essentially, you have people who, you know, a lot of people out there who are struggling, work their butts off to make ends meet, to pay the bills, to feed their families. Those people get a traffic ticket. Like every other person has typically gotten some sort of traffic violation in their life. If they can't afford to pay it, there's no payment plan option. There's nothing other than just paying the ticket. And when they can't pay the ticket, all of these fees are tacked on. And they keep getting tacked on. And these people essentially couldn't pay the ticket to begin with because they don't have the money. So that spirals out of control. People lose their licenses. Then it costs more money to get their license back, and it's a big mess. All this bill does is allows the judge in the case who's overseeing the tickets to put them on a payment plan. And then if all these fees had spiraled out of control.
Why do we owe that to people simply because they're in the lower economic stratus? We don't owe them a different set of laws than the rest of us. What about the people that are working to get the ticket and they have to pay it? Maybe it's just as tough for them to stretch their money to make the payment because they're following the law. Well, why are you encouraging people to get the easy way out of something that they've done that's illegal?
Again, you're the one clearly spreading this misinformation. It's clearly political in nature.
Okay, so that's when the wheels come off the cart.
This was when the turkey button popped.
Listen, everything was going okay. Sandy started with, what are you thinking? You know, nothing aggressive, but it's people like you, Sandy Beach, that are spreading the misinformation, and you expected Sandy to just roll over and be like, you're right?
And when you read the bill itself, which is very short, and we posted it on the Bowerly and Bellevue Facebook page, Sandy was absolutely right.
Well, here it is.
Wait a minute. I don't know you from a hole in the wall, and there's no need to know you because you're not going to go anywhere in politics. I can tell you that right now. The first thing you should do is find out what in the hell the constituents want and what they owe.
We have shots fired. Shots fired. Oh, my goodness.
We have blood on the sidewalk.
Why do we owe a different set of rules to people because they earn less money than those who earn more money?
So clearly you don't understand the bill. There's no set income for this. So a judge takes it on a case.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you title it the traffic ticket relief bill and it's designated to help poor people, isn't poor an economic judgment?
As many people as I can while I'm in a position of power to do so. Anyone who is having who is struggling financially, that means all the people out there who are working their butts off, who have to try and figure out how to make ends meet each week, I'm talking to you.
But wait a minute. What you seem to miss is there's an infraction here. Somebody either had a traffic infraction or a parking infraction.
Bill?
And why do they get any consideration that's different than everybody else?
By spreading misinformation and saying that.
Well, explain it to me, will you please? Because obviously you have no clue what the hell you're talking about. Explain it to me why if you make a little bit more money, you don't get any consideration. You make less money, you get all the consideration. Explain that to me. You're nothing but pandering.
That's not true at all. We all work very hard just because I'm not punishing people for being wealthy. I know we all want to cry for...
No, but you got a different set of standards, don't you? If you've accomplished something in your life, screw you. But if you haven't, here, we'll have special rules. Yep. We'll set up different payment plans. We'll do this or that. Why? I want to know why. Tell me why. Can you tell me why, Pat?
What? Tell you why what?
Tell me why you're in office, for first of all. That would be...
Can I just say, though, that what's to me what's fascinating about this entire back and forth, though, is that, you know, wouldn't it make more sense to just cap parking tickets?
Like this assembly guy, Patrick Burke, why not propose, you know what, our fines and speeding fines and late payment fines, they're out of line in New York State, so let's reduce them across the board. That would make some sense. At least there's some equality to it.
This is just, but it continues. It continues.
Good start. But beyond that, tell me why there's a separate set of rules if you make less money.
I don't know, Junior.
Hello, on line one we have Representative Assemblyman Pat.
I don't know what just happened there. We heard hello, Junior, like Junior Soprano just happened.
We have to try and figure out how to make ends meet each week.
Hey. Can you tell me why, Pat?
What? Tell you why what?
Tell me why you're in office, for first of all. That would be a good start. But beyond that, tell me why there's a separate set of rules if you make less money.
I don't know, Junior Rushdumbaugh. Maybe we live in a society where we actually try and help people. We don't punish people for being poor.
He said, I don't know Junior Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, Sandy did not put him in a rear naked blood choke after that. But he gets his barbs in as well.
They don't criminalize.
That's not, wait a minute. You're not punishing them for being poor. If they committed an infraction, they owe the same thing as somebody who makes more money. Why do they get out of it and the person who makes more money gets screwed?
People, but I have. You know, I grew up. At a point in my life, we didn't have running water in my house. My mom worked.
Wait. Pat Burke grew up without running water?
I heard that, and I couldn't believe. I mean, I'm not calling him a liar. I'm just saying I find that very hard to believe.
It's Pat Burke, Ingalls Wilder. What's going on?
And they were also fighting off Apaches every day, which made things very difficult.
Did Pat Burke grow up in an Amish commune that he didn't have running water? What is he talking about?
I mean, you know, we lived in the Sheridan Projects for a while, and even though rats would poke their heads up in the bathroom, we at least had running water.
So, again, Pat Burke had no running water.
At a point in my life, we didn't have running water in my house. My mom worked her butt off to fight and get us.
Well, I'm very happy for your mother, and I'm happy for you. But the bottom line is we should treat all people equally.
We are treating all people equally.
No, you're not. You said that if they can't do it, they get a special set of circumstances.
So what do you want to go back to? You want to go back to...
No, I just want to go back to if you did something, you pay the price for it. Is that hard to explain?
So if you
I think you should have somebody explain logic to you. You should take a logic course.
Modest, I think we should explain human decency to you.
There's nothing indecent about asking somebody who did an illegal act to pay the price for that illegal act. That's, you know who sets that up? The government sets all that up. And you're saying, look, you've done too much with your life. You don't get any consideration. But you've have less. So here, we're going to give you a special judgment in court. And all that.
You know,
I'm tired of you guys giving away everything.
Yeah.
We elected you to legislate, not to be a buffoon.
Did you celebrate Easter on Sunday?
Yeah, I rose from the dead to call to talk to you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Crazy.
Oh my! I did not know we were working with Jesus. Number one, that's something very important to me.
No, but seriously though, I mean, do you disagree with? I just think that if you're Pat Burke and you're calling into the scene, you would at least be able to say, this is, I mean, unpack that at the very beginning. Say, look, I think there's some misunderstanding here. What we're trying to do is reduce the burden of, well, then how about reducing the parking tickets? How about saying there should be a cap depending on, you know, the gross median income of an area? You can't go higher than 10% of... You know, it's nothing more than $50. Late fees can't exceed $20 across the board. This is, you now have to present your W-2 to a judge, and the judge makes a determination whether or not you're, you're impoverished?
I mean, the hearing officer, the judge, and again, the bill, we put it right up online at WBEN.com, and you can see for yourself that Sandy was not in any way, shape, or form on a line. I'm sure he read the same bill I did.
If the crime is we have too many parking tickets in Buffalo or New York State, then deal with that issue. Why are you disproportionately giving tickets in this? You're not going to ever get a city or a county to reduce the amount of tickets they write. What about speeding tickets?
Yeah, well, the way the bill is captioned, or one of the headers of the bill is to reduce the speeding, specifically speeding and parking tickets. That's what it said at one point specifically in the bill.
But I'm saying is that if people can't afford the tickets that they're getting, if the problem is the excessive fines, if the problem is that once you are late with a ticket, it triples, it doubles, pass legislation to eliminate the compounding interest and the fees that are associated with late tickets.
You know, David, I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's no end state to this. It's that if you can't afford it, we're going to reduce it or allow you payment plans. Erie County allows you to pay back tax bills in payment plans. No other county does that. Erie does that. If you're in Genesee or Orleans, you owe property taxes, you got to pay all up at once.
Well, we are, by the way, Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. There's so many ways to ask this question. Should those of limited means get different treatment under the law? I mean, they have the opportunity to request a judge or a hearing officer reduce the initial fine. They've got the opportunity to go on a payment plan. And one of the things that I've noticed, David, and this is from personal experience in life and also observation of reality TV shows like Live PD, the people who are most likely to complain that they can't afford something like a speeding ticket or a parking ticket always seem to have money for a few. They always seem to have money for cigarettes. They always seem to have money for alcohol. They always seem to have money to go to a casino. And they always seem to have money for the most extravagant set of tattoos since the circus. They always seem to have the money for that, but they can't come up with the money to pay a fine.
Well, the thing is that it's not as if we're randomly going across and saying, you know, you have to pay this because of your situation or the neighborhood you live in. This is because you've committed an infraction. You violated the law, and someone with a badge, someone with authority has determined that you violated the law. We're not saying that these are unjust tickets, that these people aren't speeding or parking in illegal areas. We're saying that if a rich person or a poor person parked in this area, if a rich person in a Lamborghini or a poor person, you know, on a whatever vehicle they're driving that is not a Lamborghini, you both have to pay the same fine for a speeding ticket. That's what the United States was predicated upon. We're supposed to be equal under the law. Evidently, we're not.
No. This bill clearly would make it unequal, or would it be unequal? Unequal under the law. We are at News Radio 930 WBEN. Reachable for you and your thoughts. Is Pat Burke the assemblyman right, or is Sandy Beach the talk show host right? And not to be biased or anything, but I think we're both going with Sandy Beach on this one. We'll read the legislation to you so we're not accused of spreading misinformation coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Bowerly and Bellavia talking about one of the things that happened on the Sandy Beach Show, Beach and Company, this morning. I think Pat Burke came on the air at exactly 10:55, and I think he left the air at exactly 10:59:45 because I had a meeting I had to get to, and I literally could not leave the car listening to the call-in from Pat Burke. The minute Sandy said, "Well, joining us on line one, we have Pat Burke," I knew, all right, there is no way I'm going to be on time for this meeting. I have to listen to this. And Sandy was nice enough to end the massacre about 4.5 minutes into what happened.
It was just like, you know, watching a slow moving train wreck.
Oh,
not cool.
All right, let's go to here it is. Kevin in Pendleton is actually going to lead us off today on WBEN. You had an interloper phoning in yesterday from your staked out territory of Pendleton, Kevin. Time to send the big boys after him.
Oh, you know what? I am willing to make the first contribution to whichever sane Democrat wants a primary against Pat Burke. I'll even join their campaign. You know, who was it? Who was the great philosopher who said, your ignorance in politics, the consequence of that is being ruled by individuals who are no smarter than you. That is a clear example of Pat Burke on the local level and what we have at the federal and national level. So I heard a lady who called in, one of his constituents, saying that she was so ashamed that she actually voted for this guy. So this is the way, guys. You know, this country has no loyal opposition. So taking the country back means taking your own party back. Anyway, so that's my 2 cents, guys. And you know what? He called Sandy. I tried to understand. I heard Limbaugh. He called him.
Point out to Pat Burke that I hate to say this, but, you know, Sandy is older than Rush Limbaugh. So it would actually be the other way around. But why quibble over details?
No, I wish I would like to be a fly on the wall right now in his office right now, because he would say, what the hell was I thinking stepping in there? But, guys, I guess after today's situation this morning on the Sandy Beach show, we can kiss, what's his name, goodbye, Poloncarz, forever coming on WBEN, right?
No, I think that might, who knows? Who knows? You can't group them all together.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't, that's a proposal. You're hearing crazy proposals all over Albany. I'm just saying, defend it. Don't go into ad hominem attacks over a person. You're calling into someone's talk show. Put your big boy pants on and defend what you're saying. You want poor people to have, yes, I feel that it's compassionate to give poor people a break on different things. Then just defend it. But why do you have to try to pretend as if what Sandy's saying isn't a, that's not showing circular logic?
And another thing, too, I got a ticket the other day, and I ended up in court in Grand Island, and they reduced my fine, and they even asked me if I wanted a payment plan for that. So why do we need laws?
I was just going to say that. I don't understand. You should be able to articulate the bill. If you wrote it, if you truly wrote it, you should be able to articulate it, defend it, and be man enough to say, or woman enough to say, hey, yeah, I believe this. What's wrong with that? Everyone wants to appease all the sides. You know people disagree with you. He's been doing a show on this very topic for 3 hours. You know you're walking into a hostile court. You chose to call into the show, and then you started attacking Sandy and got your lunch taken away.
Yeah, and this guy he's an instructor at Buffalo State. Is that right? That's what I saw on his profile.
No, I didn't check that out.
I just thought Sandy did a show.
His website. He's an instructor. What is it? He's an instructor in political science.
Ooh. Well, you know, maybe that explains a whole lot. I don't know. I just think it was just a really poor an attempt. You know, we hold elected officials to a higher standard and defend what you have to say, even if it's something we disagree with. Just defend it.
That's right. Okay, Don, for West Seneca, get your campaign ready, man. I'm here for you.
All right, Kevin, thank you for the call. Do we have the reduced in time audio? Because we should probably get to that just in case we have any late listeners after this call from Eric in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Eric, what do you make of all this?
Good afternoon, Mr. Bowerly, Mr. Bellavia. Thank you, first, both of all, for your entertaining conversation each and every afternoon. I was listening this morning as well, and I found it hysterical. I was in my car, and I did not want to get out. But the thing I did want to point out is, I mean, I don't know this nutty representative, but there's some sort of, you know, I consider myself like a conservative, a fiscal conservative, so any chance I can find a way to keep my money in my pocket instead of the government's, I'm going to get behind that. So is there some meeting? Because it sounds like Mr. Bellavia, he kind of has an answer that sort of agrees with this guy, saying, hey, maybe we just reduce it across the board. And I think that's an idea that maybe everybody can get behind, because as a working class conservative, you know, if I'm in my car 8 hours a day, you know, for my work, and I can attest that some of these fees and fines and stuff, they can come close to breaking you sometimes.
Well, but let's be honest with each other, Eric. Are we really doing this to keep the streets safe, or is this a revenue model for local municipalities and state municipalities to earn income?
Well, I think people are going to want to not want to get pulled over and not have to go through the hassle of going to court, whether they've got to pay $30 or whether they've got to pay $80. So I think the whole hassle of the process and the fear of getting pulled over and having to go through that is the deterrent that it should be. I don't want to agree with a crazy representative, but I can get behind the idea that, you know, some of these fines, fees, and penalties, they can get out of hand.
Well, I think the issue is, and I think we might be looking at it from two different ways, but seeing the same thing in the end. The inequality of it is something that is disturbing, because we're supposed to have one system of justice, one set of laws, one set of rules for everybody in America, not a different set of rules or punishments for a class because of their income. You know, a hearing officer, why should a hearing officer be given the power to give a discount on the fines depending on somebody's income? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm sorry. What I was wondering was, does it propose that everybody has access to it? Like at a store, at a layaway, you don't have to pay all up front. If you're able to, you pay it all up front. If not, you know, layaway is available to you. I don't see that as a two-class system, but I agree that...
No, but the reducing the fine to begin with part is. If they would have a payment plan available for everybody, I mean, who's gonna argue with that? But when a hearing officer or a judge has the ability to reduce a fine or a punishment based upon the defendant's ability to pay, that is a two-tiered system.
I agree with you, sir. My final point is, let's get there one way or another. let's get those fines reduced one way or another. However we get there. Let's get there.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. Of course, David, as we've talked about, I think, off the air, that, I mean, our vehicle and traffic laws exist for public safety. Our parking laws exist for, well, I don't know why parking laws exist. You know, for example, things like plowing the road, you want to make sure it's alternate street parking.
Parking, but there's also a business aspect to that as well. You don't want someone outside your restaurant parked out there all day.
Right.
You definitely, in a built-up urban area, you want people to move their vehicles so other consumers can come in. Other proprietors are going to say, hey, this guy's been out there all day. No one's stopping at my restaurant because there's nowhere to park. I totally get that. But to Eric's point, if this was a true bill that, you know, I mean, the way that Pat Burke was just shocked that Sandy could have that response, like, you're totally out of line. You're part of the problem. Sure. You're dividing.
You're a junior Rush Limbaugh.
This is divisive legislation. It's designed to say that people have a different standard. Now, if you could show me a statistic that shows that African Americans are pulled over X amount of times in certain areas, then there's a whole Department of Justice organization set up to reduce that. If people are arrested because of skin color or in a poorer community as opposed to other folks. But again, there's nothing behind this other than to say, here's more red meat to throw to my base. And this base is losing their mind. New York is becoming the most progressive state in the country. And that's really not, you know, in the old days, that was like, well, what does that mean? Everyone else is in the middle. Not anymore. You've got people that are talking about, this is the same assembly that said, if you have a loved one that died in combat, you don't deserve any reduction in your college fees at all. You shouldn't get any sort of, scholarship from the state. But illegal immigrants, you're at the very top of the food chain here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, you know, it's an absurd. You are, this state is going out of its way to show Elizabeth Warren is a red conservative. They're going out of their way to say that Bernie Sanders is a moderate. They're doing things intentionally to show how progressive and left wing the state is. And I just would think that Pat Burke would be a little bit more articulate as to why he devised this legislation.
Let's go back to Dan now in Buffalo on WBEN. We'll get you that shortened version of Pat Burke, the Assemblyman's call to the Sandy Beach Show in just a couple of minutes on WBEN. Dan, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Sir.
So this goes back to a conversation I had with Mr. Burke years ago when he was affiliated with the county legislature. My wife was going for a job as an investigator with the child welfare system after a spate of deaths of the children in foster care. And I was explaining to Mr. Burke my wife's qualifications, police officer for 20-plus years, a detective, so on, college graduate. And it seemed like he wasn't even paying attention. Yet at the end of the conversation, his only question posed to me was, Dan, what is the affiliation, political affiliation of you and your wife? And I was just astounded.
Wow. What was the inference there, the implication?
Well, I took it as he's worried about him and his Democratic Party and not worried about the welfare of these children who are already in peril, and he just wants to line the pockets of the Democrats and their spots. And I just was appalled that he would put the politics before the children.
So this was a paying job?
It was a paid job, yes. It was an investigator's job, and they hired a number of individuals to investigate the deaths of the children that were in custody and the child welfare.
So, and despite the qualifications you cited, the only question at the end of this conversation was, what is your political affiliation?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told them. I mean, thankfully, she did end up getting the job, and they did a great job with child welfare, and they straightened the system out. But again, it was just he didn't seem to be concerned other than my political and my wife's political affiliation at the time.
Well, it's a real shame. Dan, thanks very much for the call. Do we have, David, the one? Yeah, we got the shortened version of Pat Burke's phone call to the Sandy Beach Show, which took place at about, 10:55 a.m. And if you were listening to WBEN at that time, you want to tell me that if you had an 11 o'clock meeting, you made the meeting on time? Because I know that I didn't, because I literally was riveted to the radio. I've been listening to the show. And the minute Sandy Beach said, and joining us now on line one is Patrick Burke, I just knew, this moment is just made.
So clearly you don't understand the bill.
I think you should have somebody explain logic to you. You should take a logic course.
I think we should explain human decency to you. You're the one clearly spreading this misinformation. It's clearly political in nature.
Wait a minute. I don't know you from a hole in the wall, and there's no need to know you because you're not going to go anywhere in politics. I can tell you that right now.
By spreading misinformation and saying that...
Well, explain it to me, will you please? Because obviously you have no clue what the hell you're talking about. Explain it to me why, if you make a little bit more money, you don't get any consideration. You make less money, you get all the consideration. Explain that to me. You're nothing but pandering.
I don't know, Junior Rush Limbaugh.
Tell me why. Can you tell me why, Pat?
What? Tell you why what?
Tell me why you're in office, for first of all. That would be a good start. But beyond that, tell me why there's a separate set of rules if you make less money.
Again, you're the one clearly spreading this misinformation. It's clearly political in nature.
You know, I'm tired of you guys giving away everything.
Yeah.
We elected you to legislate, not to be a buffoon.
Did you celebrate Easter on Sunday?
Yeah, I rose from the dead to call to talk to you. Thank you. Goodbye.
There it is, in a nutshell.
All right. Aren't there companies out there that do that? I'd just as soon have somebody do it and just spend the time decluttering my house, continuing the constant war against decluttering. I've solved that whole how to keep it from accumulating thing. Now I've got to solve the whole how to declutter what I really don't need anymore or want around the house anymore stuff. Decluttering is a constant job. But the thing is, when the mail comes, instead of piling it up in a giant mountain of mail, only handle it once. Just sort out the wheat from the chaff immediately, and bingo, you've solved that particular clutter problem. Then you just have to worry about paying the damn bill. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. It is David in Buffalo on WBEN. David.
Hello. I just wanted to comment, and I had some thoughts about the subject about the ticket forgiveness. As a, you know, as a young man, somebody who's in his mid-30s, you know, I've had my share of traffic tickets, always had to pay them, was never, you know, never given any kind of breaks. But the point that I wanted to make is New York State is, according to Business Insider, we're already ranked in the top third in the nation of auto insurance rates. You know, if something like this were to go into effect, what happens when these insurance companies find out people aren't being held responsible for traffic infractions? What happens to everybody's insurance rates in New York State? Is it going to go up even higher? I mean, this is something that nobody's talking about.
Well, if they do, you don't have to pay them. Right. Let's just make it across the board. If you can't afford something in the new socialist New York and the new socialist America under Comrade Bernie Sanders, if you can't pay it, you just say can't do it. How do you prove you can't do it? That's what I want to know. How all of a sudden do you go to a traffic court hearing and all of a sudden they're now making a determination on your net worth?
Well, and the other way of looking at it, too, is because car insurance rates are so high in New York State, if you're that destitute, how are you even affording to pay your insurance?
Can you get up there and like, let's say you had a Lamborghini and you're like, I can't pay my phone bill. And they're like, wait a minute, your parking ticket was on a $75,000 Mercedes-Benz. Does that matter?
Yeah.
If your car is paid?
Because I'm too broke to afford the ticket now because of the car.
So it's going to be license, registration, and let me have your credit score. I need to know.
W-2s. Just carry a copy of your W-2 around. Yeah,
next to your title.
David, anything else from you, sir?
No, again, it was just more or less, you know.
That's a good point.
Thinking, you know, insurance companies start raising everybody's rates because they know that the state is letting people off of, you know, not holding them accountable. As people are going to commit more fines. They're not going to care while they're driving. It's going to lead to more accidents, ultimately, you know, higher insurance rates. That was just.
David, it's a really good point.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. We'll have much more coming up on this on News Radio 930 WBEN. Obviously, when you've got meat like we've got, I think it's safe to say that you're going to hear the call. Well, meat as in substance, as in something that's actually there. When you've got meat like we have, and we will replay that meat on the air when Pat Burke called into the Sandy Beach Show, you can bet we're going to use it as much as we can without being obnoxious on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.